Katie, something, something, Katie.
You're the only girl that I adore. When the moon shines.
What did you say?
Whoa, waity, beautiful waity.
I woke up in a puddle of baby pee this morning, which was not my favorite, but apparently he drank a lot of water yesterday. Very pee-pee this morning.
I thought baby slept in cribs. Is the baby sleeping with you? Or did baby like launch some urine across the room and lay it right in your bed?
So he does not like sleeping in his crib by himself, so I sleep next to him in a bed a lot.
You split it up? Like half the nights he sleeps in bed with you and half the nights you sleep in the crib with him?
No, he always has to come to my place.
Okay.
Very interesting lives that we're leading.
Oh, I could talk more about my garage organization exploits.
I do like that. I'm very interested about that.
I didn't even find it. Mandy found this. So I have two sets of wheels for my car, right? You got summer tires and summer wheels and winter tires and winter wheels. So I only have one of them on my car at a time. And the other ones are just sitting on the garage floor, taking up space. We were at the store yesterday, a few days ago, and Mandy found this thing. Just we were looking around and it's a tire storage rack. He put them up on the wall. It stores four tires, which is how many I have to store. So I'm going to get the ladder out. I'm going to get the level, the carpenter's pencil, tape measure probably, some drills, drill bits, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a whole party.
That sounds super interesting. Don't mind me typing something else.
So you like cars. You're a car guy. I like seasons. I'm a season guy. I prefer the fall. I guess I'm just a fall guy.
I thought you were a boat guy. I totally see the joke that you just set up and delivered on, but
thank you.
I couldn't get past the fact that you're definitely a boat guy if you're an anything guy.
You know, I don't know how long it's been since I've been on a boat. I love boats, but it's been years since I've been on a boat.
I almost sunk the last boat I was on.
Huh?
Intentionally?
No, I was captaining the boat, and it turns out pontoon boats don't handle very well in extremely high winds and rough lake waves. I think I told this story. It was like last summer this happened, but not my favorite. I still have nightmares about being sitting on the boat and seeing the water come over the bow of the boat and being like, oh, I killed all these people.
I don't know how bad it was, but sometimes being on a pontoon, it's fun to hit big waves the wrong way where the water comes over and drowns everyone. We used to do that intentionally.
This was not fun. This was not fun. I'm gonna cut that off. Bad kind of waves.
Do we want to like backtrack a bit and maybe like redo all that, or did we just admit to some horrible crimes?
No, they all survived. It's fine, actually, but I almost sank it. What crime do you think I admitted to?
You just said killed a bunch of people. I heard those words.
I did say those words, except the context clues surrounding them may have given them a little additional meaning, Mark.
I hyper-focused in on the drowning aspect of things.
Never have I killed a bunch of people.
You killed a bunch of people?
I just drowned a bunch of people. I'm pretty sure if Sam played it back, it would be drowning a bunch of people, I heard.
Yeah, no, Sam, play the clip where I say I drowned a bunch of people. Oh, I killed all these people. You caught me, Mark.
Pontoons are fun.
All right, so any other murders we want to admit to? Here, it's an open forum.
I watched Wade kill a hooker in Reno just for fun once.
Okay, cool. Tell me about that.
Wade, it's really your story.
Thanks, all right, man. Wade, go for it.
It was a crisp autumn day. Her lips were redder than the bluest moon. What?
Colors, got it. Okay.
So you saw her lips, she transformed into the moon and your murderous instinct took over.
Bro, I hate when my girlfriend turns into the moon.
Do we have a depository of all the old ads?
I hope so.
Okay, because if we do, what if, I know people have been asking for this for a while, what if we do it again? This is actually asking the audience out here, so on Reddit, tell us, if we were to package them up into like mini compilations, because there's a lot of them, right? There's actually hours of content of us goofing about ads. If we could...
Distractable Thrills and Shills bonus episode.
Thrills and Shills, that's actually a really good name for it. That's great.
Do we actually have them somewhere?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know how much we have because we started saving them after a certain point, and I think that there was a record of them up to a certain point. We should at least look into it. If we could find it and we could compile some of the best moment and maybe even find some of the deleted moments that won't incriminate you guys. Not me. I'm innocent completely and utterly. If there could be something there that we could salvage, if you guys would like to see that in like a bonus episode, let us know.
On the subreddit.
reddit.com/r/distractible. That's distractible.
I still can't tell if you spelled it right or not, because now I don't know if I know how to spell it right anymore.
I did.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What's your zombie apocalypse plan? Where are we going? Where are we meeting? Are we meeting at the Winchester? What's the plan?
I've said this 1,000 times. I'm dead. Like, there's no way.
Right now or then?
It doesn't even matter if it's like the slow shambling zombies or if it's like the fast zombies. I know that I'm just dead. I've got my boar spear and like I'll spear a couple zombies, but then blood's going to splash on my face and I'm going to be infected immediately. I'm dead.
I've got this Elmo doll. You think it'll help me?
That really just stays on your desk 100% of the time, huh? That's really hard to get in the shot. That's huge. It's a mark and a half.
I think it's like 3'2". Like no, it's the real deal. So it'll allow me to get some range, but I don't think it matters in the long run because once they get in number, there's going to be blood on me and I don't think that there's any resistance to this if it's a true zombie apocalypse. I'm not taking the sheath off because this thing is unbelievably sharp.
Well, then you can take on a horde. You just have to make sure you unlock pierce abilities as you level up.
Unlock pierce? What are you, what?
Yeah, maybe like an AoE thunder explosion or something.
Wade has been playing Diablo or something.
Well, Wade's dead then, apparently.
Yeah, Wade, how are you surviving the zombie apocalypse? Are you going to do magic?
I'm not either. And my reason isn't the zombies. You know, I could probably fight off some zombies. But how will I eat what I want to eat? Do I want to live in a world where it's hard to get access to food?
Wade gets to the survival camp and sits down and some guy's like, here's a can of beans, can of navy beans. This is what we got. And Wade's like, do you have any steak? Do you guys serve chicken wings here? Or
I was looking at the menu. We have beans, old raviolis, and squirrel ? Now, I was hoping for more like a filet, some potatoes, asparagus, broccoli, that kind of thing. Where's that at?
Wade gets to the survival camp. They have nothing except the most delicious high-end tacos ever seen. And Wade's like, fuck this! I'm leaving! I'm walking into the horde of zombies and joining them!
Hit me with the boar spear, Mark. You promised. If they had tacos, you said you'd do it.
I don't remember ever saying that, nor would I ever promise that.
I'm putting words in your mouth. Kill me!
If you had a time machine, when and where would you go?
Could I continuously go back to the night before and just sleep again? Would I accumulate sleep if I did that? So I could sleep for like 3 nights in a row, but for me, that's, you know, that would be like 9 hours of sleep.
What do you want to tell? You could go anywhere, anytime. Where would you go? Last night, bedtime.
I got a narrow view right now, okay? We got life is a struggle when you have a new baby, and the thing I really could use is a lot more sleep some of the time, and if I could do that, that'd be very convenient. I might go other places, but I would start with a good, you know, strong 18 plus hours of sleep. I'm just saying.
I'm sensing a theme here as far as I go. There was a really nice restaurant that was like a date night restaurant in Cincinnati called Grand Finale, and I liked their ginger chicken and bread, but they're gone. So I'd go back to when they're not too busy, but they're open, so I could go and eat a really good dinner.
Listen, the Grand Finale was a good restaurant. They had good desserts.
Crepes, and they had such good... Their bread, man. Oh, God, I ate so much of their bread.
If you're going to mock me for getting sleep, at least mine is worthwhile.
How dare you?
I'm sure there's other good food in Cincinnati.
How dare you? I mean, we probably should have gone back and, like, saved Lincoln or done something like that, but, like, this is my time machine, and I want brunch. Bob wants sleep and I want pro.
If I have a time machine, I'm not going back for shit. I don't want a butterfly effect of whatever. You save Lincoln and then you come back to modern times and we're all speaking Spanish or something because something crazy thing happened. And
I like Spanish.
I mean, Spanish is fine, but like...
I could go back and be on a boat. Maybe I'd go back in time to be on a boat.
There are boats now. You know what? I heard of one that would be really cool. It's the best boat they ever made. You should go back and ride on the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good boat. I heard that's the best boat. Unsinkable, they said.
Dude, I could totally go around to like different passages and be like, spoiler alert, but guess what's coming?
You wouldn't save it? You wouldn't do anything to avert the crisis?
I would get on the boat first. We've been through what I would do on the outside one of the emergency boats. I'd be on that the whole time. They'd be like, what are you doing? I'd be like, oh, just pretending.
They recently recovered a watertight container from the wreckage of the Titanic containing journals from a wealthy family that was on board. The journals are filled with accounts of a crazy man everyone called Wade running around the boat screaming, where's Leonardo DiCaprio? Where's Leo?
Get more doors! Rip these doors down!
When do we get to the part with the string quartet playing? I love that song!
If your bed sheets had to be made of deli meats, which meat would you want them to be made of?
I think it's important to say off the go, it's not deli meat, it's deli meats. So I feel like you have to pick at least two varieties. Also, I have this one ready to rip. It would be a nice cotto salami and then a mortadelle. You put the mortadelle as like the top sheet because it's like softer, fattier, and juicier. And that's a nice like layer. You want that on your skin. And then you get the cotto salami over the like comforter blanket situation.
What are you laying on top of?
The sheets could be mortadelle. I want to die ensleeved in an entire sheath of mortadella.
Does that make you a cannoli?
By the laws of our podcast, I'm pretty sure it does, I guess.
No, there's no rolling.
I mean, I toss and turn in bed, so I would maybe not go to sleep a cannoli, but I feel like I would wake up a cannoli.
You gotta be careful, you're gonna wake up a cannoli.
You toss and turn while you sleep, you gotta be careful, you watch out, you wake up a cannoli, you never know what's gonna happen.
Hey, you better watch out, you know, you one thing leads to another, you might wake up a cannoli, you know?
Would be a shame if maybe you woke up a cannoli tomorrow, eh? You know, Timmy Two-Toes, he loves cannolis, you gotta watch out.
This is horrifying. This is back knee nightmare world. Back knee, front knee, knee.
I have front knees.
I can't imagine this is going to be good for your skin, but then again, maybe it's going to be miraculous for your skin. I can't imagine the smell, because I think we've all glossed over that. How often do you need to change your sheets?
About 3 times a day.
A lot. A lot. Frequently. Or your bed has to be in a refrigerator.
Oh, God. No.
But you can get like a heated little like grill underneath and have a heated bed in this...
I'll pick bologna, I guess. I don't know. It seems like the most even. It would last the longest because I think it's so stuffed full of preservatives that it would never rot. It's not good choices all around, but I'll take bologna.
We're in a weird place, right? We've been playing video games as like a job for quite a while now. Who do you think is more likely to stay up literally all night playing some whatever your favorite game, some new game that came out that you're really hype about?
Wait.
Me. I already pull all-nighters more than you all do.
I go to bed at 9:30.
9:30? This guy.
What? It's a pretty reasonable time to go to bed.
If you're a 2-year-old.
I literally stayed up till 4 in the morning playing the Diablo 4 beta just for some stupid little mount trophy thing.
Oh, did you kill the world boss and get the mount?
I did.
Oh, fun.
Oh.
But I stayed up till like 3 or 4 a.m. to do that. So I'm already pulling it even for a beta.
Guy, I don't like all-nighters. I've done them before for edits, and it's just like, it's just awful. Everything about it. You hate life. You hate the experience. You hate everything about it.
Oh, someone's too adult for us now, Bob.
Look, I'm just being honest.
You don't poo all-nighters by choice, Mark. You do an all-nighter because the deadline's tomorrow, and you've realized you put off 3 days of work until the last 18 hours that you have before you need to click send or submit or whatever, and it's like, oh, pulling an all-nighter.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That is the thing.
That's what adults do, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Who's more likely between the two of you to have the worst taste in food? We all know you guys would say me if I had the option to be, but between you two, who's got the worst taste in food?
I would say me. I have like the whole, I think the thing is I have like the whole gambit, right? I have eaten at Michelin star restaurants. We live in the Bay Area right now, so we've been lucky that we have access to all kinds of great food. I love great food. I will sit there and be like, oh, this lacquered quail, the skin is so crisp and it has notes of of tea and I'll sit and I'll totally do that. But I'm also the guy where it's like 9:30 at night and I'm like, dinner was a little light. I'm going to go to the pantry and get some cheese in a can and just squirt that directly into my mouth for a while.
But I'm the same way because my entire diet, 50% of it is just light string cheese and salami. And I will eat that and be totally fine with it.
And salt?
He pours salt all over the cheese and then...
It used to be pretty intense with the salt on like buttered crackers or whatever it was. Am I crazy? Did you not do that?
Yeah, but I'm talking about cheese and salami. Who would put salt on already salted meats?
I'm not going to lie. I'd be dead if I would bet my... I would have bet my life that you'd be the one to do it, so I'd probably be dead.
All right, okay. You caught me. I have done that before, but it's not a regular occurrence.
Okay. Ooh, I'm spared.
I've done it before, but it's not a regular thing. I don't know why, but occasionally, you know, the salt shaker's there. So I got a salt grinder because I like my salt powdered.
I like how you act all incredulous about the question, then you admit to doing it.
Well, look, it's embarrassing. And I don't want to be accused of it, but I'm not a coward. I'm going to admit it. I did it. It was me all along. I put the salt on the salami.
I picture... like a cracker, and then there's like salt on top, and then you sprinkle a little meat on there, and then you're like, oh yeah.
I don't know why it's crackers. I don't know where the specific cracker imagery is coming from, but Mark, I will say, I get what you're saying, because you're not like picky, and a lot of the time you just subsist on the same thing over and over, but I feel like your baseline of like, what's the scummiest, like cheapest, grossest thing that you'll eat is a lot higher than mine, I guess, is where I come down on that. Because that's a lot, there's nothing wrong with salami and string cheese. Like, those are fine. They're not fancy, but those are like fine, normal ingredients. I'll eat like, I buy like olive loaf. Like, I'm at the grocery store and I look and I'm like, what's the most processed thing? Is this even meat? It says meat on the package, but I ought to try it and find out. I don't know. It sounds good.
Used eggshells and coffee grounds.
I mean, maybe it's a mysterious and magical combination of flavors. I don't know. You gotta try things. I like food. Food's good. There's lots of good food.
We all know we've been lucky in various ways in our lives. But which one of you two would you consider to be the most unlucky? Like, if you believed in luck and believed in karma and consequence and all that stuff or whatever have you, who has the worst luck?
Like, generally.
If it comes to karma, me. The moment I say or do anything that can possibly have a quickfire negative karma response, it happens. The other day, I went upstairs and I was like changing the bed sheets and I saw like I still had a suitcase from where I'd traveled on the floor and I was like, man, that's been here for like a week and a half. I really need to put that away. Literally 2 minutes later, I went and I stubbed my toe in such a way on the wheel of that stupid thing to the point where my whole foot went like numb. And then after I got the feeling back, I still couldn't feel my toe for a while. I was like, it's either really broken or it's going to really hurt me in a few. Ah, there it is. And I was just in excruciating pain for a few. And that kind of thing happens to me in video games. It happens to me in life. The moment I like put something off, or like I had this little sound toy and I played like the noise of one of like the cartoon characters, like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I played that to annoy Molly. And then I went to run away and I ran my foot right into a door frame. Like that happens to me all the time. It's like a daily occurrence.
Is all of your quote unquote bad luck foot and toe stubbing related incidents? Anything that happens in life where you're kind of snarky or whatever, you then stub your toe and you're like, damn you luck.
Yeah, I've got the luck toe, the unluck toe. I don't know, Bob, are you unlucky or cursed? I definitely get karma all the time.
I will say I feel pretty lucky. I must have been a good person in my previous life because I basically just lie and talk shit and I'm mean to you guys on and on and on, and I feel like I get pretty lucky. So karmically, I'm racking up a lot of debt this time around.
Except for coin flips.
Yeah, well, maybe it's all in coin flips. Maybe that's my thing. I'm lucky in all other aspects of life, but coin flips, I have 0% chance of success. That's how it balances out. I'll just keep doing them on this podcast. It don't matter.
Who wins, Mark? You want to make it up to a coin flip?
Well, I mean, sure. I got a lens cap right here. All right, 3, 2, 1. It fell on the floor.
Have you guys ever done the Flow Rider thing?
Oh, the like surfing thing?
The surfing thing. It's like the water shoots up an incline and you can like surf on it. Well, I'm not very athletic. And also, I weigh a lot for how those things function. So instead of, like, I was trying to, like, bodyboard, right? So you, like, put a board under your chest and jump onto it. And I, like, did that for a second and then flipped over and the board shot off. And it was very funny. You're supposed to shoot up off the back and then you stand up and you're like, whoa. I didn't shoot up off the back. I weighed enough that I was, like, stuck on the incline, endlessly rolling. And the way, like, I was just like, and they had to turn, they had to hit the emergency stop. And the guy, like, the instructor had to come in and be like, are you okay? And I was like, I was that guy where everyone around was like, oh shit, is he okay?
You were just put in the washing machine and you just started rolling. Like,
no, it was like rolling down a hill with a pool being shot up your face every other.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every rotation, you get another blast of pool up inside your sinuses. But it was like, I got off and I thought it was the funniest thing ever. It was insanely funny. But also, they had to turn it all off and it was the whole thing.
Your sound effects were so good. I visualized it perfectly, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I remember it vividly. Oh, you know what the real topper was? So that all happened, and everyone in the whole area was like, is he okay? And they were all looking, right? And I stood up, and I was kind of like, no, okay. And I was like, just trying to walk out. And as I was stepping over the ledge to get out of the thing, I just slipped for no reason. It was just wet and I slipped and I fell back onto my ass on the hard deck outside of the thing as everyone was like, oh, he's okay. I got the double whammy of everyone watching and then doing it to myself again. But it was really funny. Like, that's one of the funniest memories I have of, like, vacations with family. And I don't even care that I was the funny part. It was really good.
That is fantastically hilarious and sad, but also hilarious.
I was okay.
Well, I mean, the sad part is whenever you do something embarrassing, everyone looks. Like, everyone's watching. That's the worst.
I mean, I would rather either nobody looked or everybody looked. It's when three people see it and they're all like, stupid, and you feel judged. When everybody looks, I feel like it's easier to, like, you're laughing with the group, you know? You're enjoying it with everyone.